The large-scale 21 cm power spectrum from Ryanization, by Ivelin Georgiev et al. Radio interferometers, such as the low-frequency array, LOFAR, and the future square kilometer array, SCAR, are attempting to measure the spherically average 21 cm power spectrum from the epoch of Ryanization, EOR. Understanding of the dominant physical processes which influence the power spectrum at each length scale is therefore crucial for interpreting any future detection. We study a decomposition of the 21 cm power spectrum and quantify the evolution of its constituent terms for a set of numerical and semi-numerical simulations of a volume of 714 m³/s, cubed, focusing on large scales with k less e meter 0.3 mpc⁻¹ after approximately light year 10% of the universe has been ionized. The 21 cm power spectrum follows the power spectrum of neutral hydrogen fluctuations, which itself beyond a certain scale follows the matter power spectrum. Hence the signal has a two-regime form where the large-scale signal is a biased version of the cosmological density field, and the small-scale power spectrum is determined by the astrophysics of Ryanization. We construct a bias parameter to investigate which k-scales of the large-scale 21 cm signal can be utilized as a probe of cosmology. We find that the transition scale between the scale-independent and scale-dependent bias regimes is directly related to the value of the mean free path of ionizing photons, lambda_BdA_MFP, and is characterized by the empirical formula k_trans_approximately_light_year_2, lambda_BdA_MFP. Furthermore, we show that the numerical implementation of the mean free path effect has a significant impact on the shape of this transition. Most notably, the transition is more gradual if the mean free path effect is implemented as an absorption process rather than as a barrier. This was the large-scale 21 cm power spectrum from Ryanization, by Ivelin Georgiev et al.